Although I did listen to your most recent episode. No kids, I think, die in that opening scene. I think it's all Jedi.
So they just shot them and then they ran. They're like, all right, let's go home. Well, that's what we came from space to do, just shoot at them and then leave.
All the kids, you know, we know that kids did die in the Jedi Temple. But in that particular scene, it's weird because they're like,
sure,
you know, none of the kids get shot, thankfully.
It's very weird.
And a lady does die. Isn't the lady teaching them a Jedi? She's a girl boss.
I bet
boss.
That was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But she takes out well, not in that first scene, though.
I was drunk when I watched that shit.
The first scene is a lady is teaching a bunch of Jedi kids, and then she deflects a bunch of...
And her name is Kija D. Doing.
Probably,
her name is Ukak Ukik Uktu Bukura. Pam Chulu Buku Nuku.
But just call me Pam. It is funny that they'll take...
They give them all IPv6 names in Star Wars. They had IPv4, Bob, Luke, Sky, Walk,
Han.
Yeah. And then they upgraded IPv6. Not Chinese either. All right. You ready to do the show?
I think I'm ready. We got a rhyme ready to go. Oh,
you know
we do.
What? I came up with a new bit.
Oh, buddy. I'm excited. You know what I'm excited for?
What?
The biggest problem. In the universe!
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe! The only show that ranks every problem in the universe. From cops who are cowards to idling for hours. I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining us always is Vito Giswaldi.
Happy to be here, Dick.
That was from Adam.
Wow.
That's what I'm doing from now on.
You're going to get the rhymes from the audience.
I'm outsourcing it. Well, I'm giving fans the opportunity to submit their jokes to a world-class, money-making, not your dad's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Test your comedy mettle by coming up with a unique rhyme.
See, that was Adam that said
based on last week's problem.
Now, let me tell you about another gentleman by the name of Jack Shelton who fucked it up.
Okay.
He said, right under Adam, he goes, mourning the dead to scanning your own bread.
Yeah.
But here's why he fucked it up. Because that was that week's problems.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do with that, Jack?
You gotta give us the ones for the show that's coming up.
Coming up.
So that we can use it.
What are you here just showing that you could rhyme better than me? Or are you helping out? Because it seems like you're just showing off.
Yeah.
Right?
Hindsight is 20/20. Once the rhyme's already been done, I could have done better. Why didn't you do better ahead of time?
Why did you do better last week? You need to be told. Here's one. Kit's Cat says bad funerals and crowded urinals again. Last week, you dumb.
Behind the curve. Well, Dick, how do people submit their rhymes to you? Just post them anywhere?
Yeah. Well, go on Patreon.
Post them on the Patreon underneath.
If you see me in the street, yell it out. Hey, Dick!
Post them on the Discord.
Something with bread and mourning the dead. And I'll go, gotcha. I heard it. Gotcha.
We'll
or if you see me at the
out.
Movies or something.
Yeah.
You know, don't let the black people have all the fun shouting at
how
them.
How often are you in public getting noticed, really? You don't even leave this mountain bunker.
I go to bars.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to the bar, maybe you'll
I got
see
a heat
them.
Map.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to remember their clever rhyme as you're in your cups, sir. You're going to be like, what? Who the fuck are you
saying?
Saying you're a... drink around
so
Tommy.
Many people have told me, what's a drink around Tommy?
The guy just drinks a lot. I don't know. You never
like
invent
Tommy and Pamela Lee Anderson with his
sure.
big dong? All
sometimes
right.
I just invent terms.
A drink around Tommy.
Ones. A drink around Tommy.
Is that like a Mac the Knife?
Yeah, it's like a Mac the Knife.
Drink around the Tommy. Yeah. Drink around Tommy.
It's a common saying, Dick, that everyone knows and respects.
Athelmus says, damn, Vito... Oh, wait, do we do this thing first, right? Parking idlers.
Okay, what the fuck is going on with the voting?
You know what? Do you really want to know?
Sure.
Okay, so I originally wrote the voting script in like 2012.
Sure.
2013.
Sure.
And that year, IP addresses, you know, like VIPs that you know, where it's like four numbers.
Sure.
With dots, three dots.
Okay.
Like 19 something, another
yes.
not dot. Okay. So there's a different version because we were running out of those. They made a different, bigger version that has like, It's like four times the size of that one. It's got F's in it, all kinds of wacky shit. You wouldn't even understand. It would, you would look at it and be like looking at Cthulhu.
It's a lot of numbers and letters.
It's overwhelming to like a mortal man. You'd be like, it's too much. It's too much. I could never remember that. In a million years, I couldn't remember that, right? It freaks people out. So that's the new IPs. So there's enough IPs. Like in the future, even your sperm will have Wi-Fi. So you'll jizz a bunch of IPs right into your toilet, right? Or wherever you're masturbating.
You're saying
someone else's toilet.
Okay, you updated. This is not, you don't need
but when I wrote
creative
the script,
description.
When I wrote the script, only like 2% of the world was on the new ones.
And now they all
Now it's
are.
Like 40. Okay. I had to update it. That's what happened.
Okay, but regardless.
Parking Idlers won.
But it was in dead last at one point.
It was. I might need to check
and now
that
it's
script.
Come to okay. I think you might need to check the script because let's go through these.
Okay. Wait, why didn't you tell me this before?
Because I wanted to confront you on the show about it because you said you fixed it.
Well, I did. Thought I fixed it.
Because I looked at the voting.
I thought I fixed it. I did stuff and then mine was on top. I said, well, I must have fixed
the
it.
The voting was all fucked. And then I looked today.
Oh, shit. Did
scroll,
I not fix
scroll,
it?
Enough? No, go to today's
I'm going
problems.
To the big problem. Okay. Problems.
Okay. Pussy Cops, which was in first, is now in second. That's fine.
Okay.
Unrealistic Expectations, sure.
Yeah.
How do I bring in an anti-Biden problem on this show and it's negative?
I don't know.
There's no way that problem.
Are you on an asterisk this episode?
That
I will look again. I will go through and comb through and produce a report. Believe me, I've had to do this before.
My problem.
It turned out I was wrong that time too.
Was that the government is refusing to give money to white people based on the color of their skin? That's clearly a problem. How is that possibly negative? I don't believe
I don't,
it. And that was
know.
In first. That one was in first before it. Yes.
Maybe guys were cheating for you.
Maybe. It's very possible that they were.
You have shady fans.
Okay.
Liberals.
I have
that's not the first time they fixed a vote.
In the chat right now, or why don't you send us some super chats? Did you vote? And did you vote negative on my unconstitutional laws problem? Because I don't buy it. I don't believe.
You can do a caucus?
How
a
is
caucus?
That negative? It
Look,
went from being in first to. I would be okay if it slipped like one ranking, but it's literally now a negative problem.
All right.
That's the audience saying we want the government to discriminate against us on the color of our skin.
I'll give it another look.
All right.
Okay?
All
I'm
right.
sorry.
Stop the steal, Dick.
Oh, it doesn't feel good, does
steal.
It?
No, it does not.
Because you know, in your mind, you, in your heart, you know something went cocky.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, cuckoo. So I can feel it?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
You admit, say, I admitted some sort of mistakes, right?
Some mistakes were
but
made.
But now you're thinking, well, he said the mistakes, but did he catch all of them? Because there's question. Now I'm questioning the process.
Sure.
Right? It doesn't jive with what
all
you.
All right, Dominion voting systems.
Oh,
why don't you
did
go
you see that?
Look
am I allowed
your-
to say that some cybersecurity guys
is this
said
some 4D
something-
chess where you're fucking around with the fucking votes just to get me to admit that sometimes election fraud is this is crazy. This is
so
nonsense.
Dominion, did someone say that there was some kind of problem
oh
with their systems?
Oh my god, I can't believe you tricked me into this.
Did someone say that?
Oh,
I saw it on the
news. I guess sometimes votes do go screwy, Vito. Can you believe
good?
It? You motherfucker.
So someone did say
check
that.
Check the machines, Dick. I want a full audit of the machines.
Okay.
All right. You got some comments for us, Dick?
Altimus says, damn, Vito again exposes himself as a big fucking dummy. Snapback hats are hats with plastic adjusters on the back. Jesus Christ.
Okay. I saw a lot of these comments. But here's
you
the
thing.
You
didn't know that, though.
Well, the reason I got confused is that there's hats that don't have this shape profile.
What do you mean this? This is a radio show.
This the hats I wear have this like curved brim curvature. Like
most hats have a curved brim.
No, but like a baseball hat is like floppy on top. It doesn't retain
floppy.
Its shape. Yeah,
you're thinking of like from the 30s.
I'm saying I have hats that have the plastic back. The snapback.
You're thinking of like a Smurf hat that's
but they
floppy
don't,
on top.
But they don't have this same like internal structure that gives the hat its signature shape.
So you thought that was what made it a snapback? Not well, the snap that's on the back?
I'm understanding now that maybe there's different. But typically, my understanding now.
So if it looked like that and had no fastener on the back, you'd say it's
nice snapback.
My understanding now is that when you refer to a hat as a snapback, and I could be wrong, you're referring to hats that, yes, have that plastic on the back, but also have this distinctive tall, shape. Yeah.
The like tall, almost Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. But okay. I could be, I
think
I don't,
you're wrong.
Because this is not a baseball hat.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's a type of baseball hat.
So if a building was burning down and somebody said, quick, grab me the baseball hat, you go, I don't know what you're talking about. There is no baseball hat here. There's a snapback hat.
I guess I'm just confused that there's different styles of hats. So I don't know what you would refer to this style of hat as, but apparently...
Like a deep hat,
you would
saying.
Not refer to this as a snapback, because that's any kind of hat that has the plastic snap.
Well, it is a snapback. Isn't that one?
It's a snapback, but in addition, what is it?
Is that a trademark? When I go
looking for like a hat and it says on the website snapback, I know it has this shape.
Oh.
I've never gotten a snapback that's like that kind of
like
flatter
pointy?
Baseball hat style.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm confused. I should have researched more what the different types of hats are.
You should have done one of your lies.
I should have lied.
But you did troll the truth and like, you got all messed up.
Like my lie about making a music video with that one lady. Which is a half truth.
I watched it.
Yeah.
That
was a stupid popper, video I made.
The pointer, the blaster. Can we say shoot?
Oh, the YouTube shoot lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good video.
I made a funny video that I pretended that me and her made a music video, and then I sold it a little hard on the show, and people thought that we actually collaborated.
Pizorichank. Number two. Pussy Cops.
Number two. Oh, we're doing
that
the whole
was
thing.
You.
Yeah, that was me.
You're complaining about getting stuck to the bottom.
I don't
but
think that problem should be negative.
We'll check it out. Unrealistic Expectations came after that. I don't know how.
And then
I guess that's a joke on me. And then Unconstitutional Virtue Signaling, negative.
Which should not be negative. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Okay. Pizorichak said, I call out cops when they do something I think is wrong. If I don't think what they did was wrong, then I support them against the all cops are bastards crowd. Calling out bad cops or bad actions doesn't mean I have to chant all cops are bastards with a bunch of childish anarchists and commies in order not to be hypocritical. It's not waffling to be new. Let me read
really
this again.
Convincing
it's
themselves.
Not waffling to be nuanced. I call out cops when they do something I think is wrong. If I don't think what they did was wrong, then I support them. Again, is that better?
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks, bud.
Instead of all cops
this
are bastards.
This country was made on defending nuance. That's what it...
Let's just switch to all cops are employees, because we understand that employees are just paid to do their job badly.
I bet that would hurt them more. Everyone wants to be a bastard.
They're not heroes. They're employees.
All cops are employees.
Dick, I have a new bit for the show.
Okay.
I call it Vote It Up. Hashtag Vote It Up. As you know, we do many problems on this show, but sometimes new information arises that may make a problem more exciting or reinforce the point that the person was making. Black Hole left the comment about idle parkers last week. It says, I heard there's a bug in most cars where the doors can be avoided by rapists when you're idling in... Oh, opened by rapists when you're idling a parking spot. So women who are idling...
Ah,
your cars, the locks will not work if you're idling, and you could be raped.
Okay.
Although, and this is the more important part, Dick should really just try far parking to avoid his problem.
Okay.
How could you bring in Dick picky parkers when you yourself are parking idlers when you yourself have railed against picky parkers?
Because it's a cock tease.
Why didn't you just park all the way across the lot?
If she was not in the car, I would just go park all the way back at my house and walk, but it's the tease of it.
All right, fair enough. Well, vote up.
Like, I'm angrier at a woman who's like, oh, you want to see these big old whoppers, huh? Never mind. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm pissed at you now.
I get what you're saying, but maybe for those who don't agree, maybe you want to vote it up, picky parkers. And one other one, did you hear that?
This is part of your segment?
Yeah, it's just a quick segment. I have two. Shut up. Just let me do it. Pizza Hut is facing calls for a boycott on social media.
Okay.
After it's pointed out that a recent recommendation from their famous book club for children is about a kid who becomes a drag queen. Twitter has been coming out against them, including the founder of the anti-Muslim group Act for America, Bridget Gabriel, who said, Pizza Hut has gone full woke. Now we must make them full broke.
She couldn't think of a pizza pun. She did a woke pun and she couldn't do a pizza pun.
A pizza pun would. There's definitely something pizza there. And for that,
they're
I would say.
They're trying to put too much meat in our kids. they want to. They should stick to stuffed crust instead of stuffing little kids'
ideology.
Buttholes.
Okay,
oh,
or
yours
that.
Is better.
You went in the sexual way. I went, regardless.
Stuffing their ideology.
This might remind people of a problem called boycott of the week. Another great
Wait a minute,
boycott.
That sounded like a.
Another great. This might remind you of boycott of the week. Another great problem from the show. Don't forget to hashtag vote it up.
Okay.
All right.
And our
Dick.
Voting system that works.
On our voting system, which has been vetted and analyzed by the cyber ninjas.
God damn it.
And all
so that's
greatest.
What I'm doing tomorrow. I was working on the voting thing.
I would like you to take a second look.
It's got that goddamn IPs. It's those goddamn IP6s. Those goddamn IPv6s. God damn it.
I don't know what to tell
God
you.
God damn it.
I don't know. Maybe we need a login system. Maybe we need a verified token.
No, fuck that.
Maybe you can buy Veto Bucks to vote for your favorite veto problems.
Okay. Should we do...
Well, you won, supposedly, with your stupid idle parking fucking problem. I don't
Everyone
know how that
it.
Worked. Yeah, so all of them. All you had huge crowds
no, no,
for
no.
all
once
the
Josh,
every time.
Once
for that.
Josh Denny got involved, everybody was in
okay.
voting on it.
Sure.
Once the episode came out, everyone was in on it.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, as the winner, take us in.
Here's my problem is hate hoaxes.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I think I know where this one's going.
Oh yeah.
What's an example of a good hate hoax?
Like Juicy Smollett.
Sure, that's a good one. Because that was a hoax.
Right. That was yeah. obvious. There's all kinds of hoaxes
okay.
based around hate.
Sure.
Because the hate really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? This is We're old enough not to have to have this debate performatively in public, right?
Well, I would say the hate can matter depending on the situation.
If somebody shoots your dog because you're black, like, it's still your dog is dead. Like, I don't care. Like, then the cops are like, oh, actually, he left this note. Like, I don't need to know I don't feel any worse.
I might feel a little worse if I found out my dog died because I'm black.
Because I'm black?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or whatever.
Anything, or trans, or... Chinese.
Or white. Don't leave that one out.
Well, that would make news.
2020 hate crimes data submitted by 15,000 law enforcement agencies. There were 8,000 hate crime incidents in 2020. That's like none.
8,000?
It's low, right? You thought it'd be higher.
Well,
just admit it.
what do they classify it as? Hate incidents?
Hate crime incident. Yeah. So it's a crime, and with this additional measure of hate, like they're not interviewing guys doing shoplifting. Like, hey, do you have anything? Do you hate Asian people or whoever owned
that thing? Well, 8,000 actually sounds high to me. Am I crazy?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Well, because I don't like what. But it has to be while committing a crime. So like an assault or like what?
Yeah. Assault. Okay. Tagging stuff.
But I was going to say, so graffiti would...
Graffitiing
it's all
a swastika
graffiti.
The wrong way.
Yeah, it's all graffiti then.
Yeah.
Okay, then never mind. It makes perfect sense.
Guy writing like the N-word on a whiteboard.
Yeah.
But then it turned out it was the teacher.
There's
a
lot of that. There's a lot of those.
There's a lot of it. So there's so much of it. Mm. We've incentivized... We made this currency of hatred.
Yeah.
We made a currency where your crime is worth more attention, which is also a currency if you tack on. Like, if you go to McDonald's and go, like, hey, I'd like something off the dollar menu. And they're like, do you love that dollar? And you're like, yeah. Like, actually, then it's worth $2.
Ooh.
Wow, I love all my money. Awesome. Give me fucking more stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That's hate. That's what hate is now.
Yeah.
It's just a new currency.
Extra currency. That was what made Juicy want to fake the hate crime, was he knew it would get him attention and clout.
Buck breaking. Remember that hate hoax? Where Tariq Nasheed said a bunch
of documentary?
Slaves got raped because of racism.
Well, you know.
That's not the only historical hate hoax either.
Oh, really?
I didn't look up any others, but I'm sure there are more.
Are we allowed to talk about buck breaking after that one shooter decided to make it part of his whole thing?
Yeah, we got to take it back.
Okay, we're taking back.
We can't let
they can't let us not make fun of Buck Breaking. Come on,
take it from us.
Fair enough.
Doing a research for his book called "Hate Crime Hoax," this guy put together a set of 500 confirmed hate hoaxes. From another book called "Crying Wolf." I don't know.
Well, there's
so 8 to 10% of the hate crimes reported to the FBI are hoaxes.
I thought way higher than, I thought like 90% of them are
that's
up
confirmed.
Being yeah.
Because how are you going to know?
I guess you can't prove a lot of it. You see a swastika on a bathroom stall, you can't know who or what put it there.
If I go into my bathroom, right, in soap, you fat retard, like, I'm going to call the FBI. I'm going to say, well, you guys deal with it.
You guys figure out how it got there. I believe there's a website and it's like fakehatecrimes.org or something. And they
fakehatecrimes.org.
Yeah, they catalog them. There's so many and it's crazy. And they're always the same. It's always somebody scrawled, you know, get out N-words on a black dormitory, and then 2 days later we found surveillance footage of one of the kids in the dormitory doing it.
I forgot to get a black gentleman. I forgot to get the stuff I printed, but it's 11 hate hoaxes.
11 hate hoaxes, yeah. What? Oh.
Like 11 big ones.
Yeah. Well,
a freshman girl was claimed she was gang raped by 5 men at Hofstra University in 2009, only to recant her claim. This is a sick society that we've built where we're inventing racism. We're inventing so much racism that it's impossible to tell where the real racism begins or ends anymore. In fact, we've invented so much racism that companies,
big media companies,
are incentivized when their product sucks, when their Obi-Wan show sucks, they're incentivized to amplify the racism that their actors report as having the hate that their actresses report having given. God, and even though the hate is, it's nothing. It's a hateful racist message is the same as nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Just as it is in the crime. The crime and the hate crime are identical in all ways.
Sure.
Like, so you got your.
Okay, I was wondering if we were going to get to this, which, because me and Dick have been having a little.
Actors and actresses are incentivized. Even Juicy lied, right?
Juicy lied.
But then other actresses and actresses they're incentivized. They're incentivized to say, hey, everybody, look at this N-word this guy sent me. Oh, my God, he sent me an N-word. He
hold on.
He sent me a picture of a slave ship. They're like, right?
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, there's an actress
they're sitting there refreshing
on Star
all day.
Wars.
Yeah. Come on. They're in their other inbox. Oh, yeah, come on. Give me one.
Racist messages on Instagram. Allegedly. Okay, so that's the question. So there's an actress who maybe got some racist messages, and Star Wars came out, and they said, hey, don't be racist to this lady.
Ewan McGregor's in there
and
going,
Ewan McGregor said, don't be racist.
I can't believe that anyone would be racist.
Maybe they're a little over the top with their response.
For over 3 Instagram messages?
Okay, but your problem is not
hate hoax.
Your problem is not overreaction to racist messages. It's hate hoaxes.
That's a hate hoax.
How is it a hoax? Who sent the messages?
She probably sent them to herself.
Oh, no. Dick.
Had that occurred to you?
There would be no reason. I guarantee.
Attention! Because then nobody's looking at their shitty acting.
But she could get the attention by just waiting for one of the nut jobs in the world to just send a racist message.
Yeah, but
normally.
One of the nut jobs is going to send the N-word. And you need these hate. You need your
you
hate
need
hoax to be clean.
To go big on it.
It needs to say, like, you black asshole.
Yeah.
Not like, you N-N-N-N-N, right?
Why
like,
not?
Like, I can't
you can
post N-N-N-N-N.
Well.
No, you get banned.
Because
and it's not just hate hoax against our African-American friends.
Sure.
It's also against women who are not our friends.
Okay.
Like Amber Heard's, like, you wouldn't believe all the hate and death threats I've gotten. Like, bitch, that's not a fucking death threat. A death threat is fucking throwing a bottle at someone.
This sounds more like hate overreactions, because I'm sure Amber Heard is getting thousands of people telling her to off herself. I get it. People are mad at her. It's not a hoax, though. It would be a hoax if these were fake.
She did it herself?
It was a hoax when Juicy did it, because he literally wrote fake messages to himself and put a fake noose around his neck and hired fake guys to beat him up. But if somebody actually had somebody
to beat up his asshole, you mean?
you, if
by the way, speaking of gay, we're doing a bonus episode, the biggest problem in biggest problem with gay people.
I don't know if we're going to call it the biggest problem in gay people. I was thinking we could call it biggest problem Pride Edition or something.
Okay.
More. Don't wink. This isn't a wink situation.
Biggest problem in Pride.
Sure. That might be the title. Regardless, here's the thing is that everybody on the internet is telling me, well, this is just Disney trying to say that if you don't like the Obi-Wan show, it's because you're a racist. I'm like, no, I think.
Yes.
No. I think that what happened was this lady got some racist messages. She posted about it on her own Instagram where she's like, look at the phone with some of these assholes who say racist stuff to me. And then some bleeding heart liberal pussy at Disney was like, we should show our support. But all these guys are acting like there was some secret backroom meeting where they're like, all right, we're going to send you a bunch of N-words, right? And then you're going to tell everybody about the N-words. No!
Why would they not?
Because they don't need to, because I guarantee people are just sending her the N-word anyway. Two, because it's not
she
a
didn't
good
post
market.
The N-word. The N-word is too much.
It's not a good marketing strategy.
You have to PR your hate.
What is that?
It's welcome to MAGA country. It's not like, F you.
Disney has so many different ways to market shows and make money that they don't have to resort to weird fake hate crime trickery. This is the stupidest conspiracy
theory. Disney we're talking about?
Yes.
It sucks that much, though, the show.
It's not that bad. It's fine.
Okay.
In fact, I might even talk about how fine
how
it
good
is
it is
as one of my problems.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody's complaints about the show are a little much.
How about this one? A little over a year ago at Oberlin College, two students conducted a series of racist stunts, such as putting up a Nazi flag, passing out anti-Islamic flyers, and putting a whites-only sign above a water fountain. After getting classes canceled for a day of solidarity, one of the students said that the entire thing was a joke in order to get an overreaction.
Well, they got a free day of no classes.
That's exactly like the Disney thing.
It's not exactly like, what did Disney get? Did they get a free day of no classes?
She knew, here's why it's a hoax. Because she fucking knew exactly what would happen when she posted that shit. Like, there's no intimidation at all. Everybody on the internet is overly exposed to racially charged epithets. I refuse to call them hate speech.
Yeah.
Because you can't hate up.
Okay.
You don't punch down, you can't hate up.
Sure.
Them's the rules.
Fair enough.
She knew what she saw those coming in, if they're even real, and thought, ka-ching, jackpot.
I think we just live in an era where everybody is very sensitive about these comments and Disney or whatever. Star Wars decided, let's stand with her and whatever. I don't think it's a super sinister thing. Is it annoying and purposeless? Yes. Should they have been more clear to say, listen, we're not saying all of you guys are racist if you don't like our show, and we're just specifically talking to these idiots? But I don't consider it a hoax.
Really?
I don't
know. What about that Bubba guy that
evidence
saw
a
noose of? What about that guy that put a noose, that NASCAR guy that had a noose in his garage?
He didn't put it up. He just overreacted to it like an idiot. That wasn't
not a noose.
That wasn't
at
a
all.
Hoax.
But it is him. There's no way he didn't know that that's not a fucking noose.
Well, he didn't see it. The problem is another guy came to him, some crazy psychopath. I think it was, I forget who it was, but they came to him. They're
himself.
Like, Bubba. There's a noose in your garage. Oh my God. And then he overreacted. Look, these are more hate overreactions. If that was your problem, I'd be there with you.
No.
But because you have chosen hate
hoaxes.
Those are two different problems.
If
making up hate crimes, yes, is a problem. But this is not making up literally.
If you're a marginalized group,
sent this lady some racist, stupid comments, and she didn't like it, and that's reasonable.
Yeah, but then she turns. If you're a marginalized group,
if I was
group,
a black lady and I had the ability to take a couple Instagram comments that dumbasses sent me and been like, "Hey, I'm a victim. You guys should support me."
That's a hoax.
No, it's not.
Because you know it's not. Because you know what you're doing. You're using it to get attention.
We do this all the time.
No, it's not,
are you kidding
it's
me?
It's not a fucking. It's not
guys,
real.
Can you believe I got attacked at Netflix? Oh my God! You gotta follow me on YouTube.
That was
we
a hate hoax. That
do
we
it.
Did.
We all
we did.
Did
a
we
hoax.
Did a hate hoax. Fine. As long as we're also guilty of it, then I'll give it to you. Guys, you got to support our free speech and our comedy. Like, everyone does it, all right?
That's bad. It's bad that we have it's to not engage bad, in this.
Because we were legitimately victims in the same sort of
no,
way.
No, we were attacked. We were physically attacked, and no one has our back.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, then they should have our back the same way that they have this lady's back.
No, we should not do any of it. I don't want to live in this world of like jockeying PR for who has the most
victimhood,
the most explicit victimhood.
We're so far down that bridge. There's no going back. The bridge is burnt. There's no path back to the village at this point.
It was burnt.
It's done.
And it had swastikas all over it. It was burnt.
It's just a victimhood
race.
It's
so goddamn
and whoever
stupid.
Can win it, go for it.
Can you believe
keep
these,
on running.
Can you believe these people called me a black bastard? And then Star Wars. We can't believe that. Fucking Ewan McGregor's. What? Oh, I really can't believe that. You called her a black bastard.
Society we
like,
have.
God, your show
you
sucks.
Just got to suck it up and go along.
No, I do not
I'm
have
sorry.
To.
It's all we have.
It's fucking dumb.
Life is dumb. What do you want? What do you want?
Vote up hate
vote
hoaxes.
Up
it's worse than
hoaxes.
All of, it's worse than all that other shit.
It's not a hoax. It's just an unfortunate reality.
I'm not calling it hate overreactions.
That's fine.
Cuz there's no way
that's
to,
your
there's
choice.
No way to underreact to hate.
You can mislabel your
shouldn't
problem.
Shouldn't have any reaction
all you
to
want.
Hate.
That's your choice.
I hate you. I wish you were dead.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Here's specifically why I wish you No, I got it.
You know,
Dad, I got it.
I label my problems accurately. If you want to mislead the audience with creative wordplay, that's your call.
Your problem names are fucked.
Anything to win from Dick.
We'll see how the voting turns out next week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, Dick, as long as we're on the topic of Star Wars, one of my favorite topics, a lot of people have taken issue with the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's some reasonable complaints to be said.
Okay.
That black lady is a terrible actress. She's not racist for
racist.
Me to say it. No, it's specifically anti-racist
Ewan
for
Gregor,
me
too. Ewan McGregor said not to do that.
Shut the fuck up. But some of the complaints that these people are having are a little much.
Okay.
And these people I am calling the canon cops, Dick.
Oh, fuck you.
There's a certain thing in fandom called canon, the idea that there are plot threads and things characters have said or done that are official to the lore and should not be overwritten by new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that idea, of course.
Okay.
But there's people saying that the Obi-Wan Kenobi show has destroyed the Star Wars canon beyond repair, man. They didn't respect the lore.
The Vietnam veterans?
Yeah. That's what, because they've been going at this Star Wars thing their whole lives. It's all this
since
is,
the 70s.
This is the only war they have ever fought in their lives.
The Star Wars.
Protect the sanctity of the Star War. Yes, Dick. So the Vietnam voice is very appropriate.
If only there was no kinds of laws that would make that force them to protect this,
okay.
this type of property that's in their mind.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be. In the show, Obi-Wan Kenobi meets, and this might be a spoiler for those of you who haven't watched the Obi-Wan show.
Fuck you if you haven't watched it. It
meets
sucks.
A young...
Hey, here's a spoiler. Leia doesn't die. How about that?
Why? Well, obviously, that's not a spoiler.
Well, they're chasing her all around. Obi-Wan's protecting her. I was like, why? Just go home. You know she's going to live.
He doesn't
What's
know
the
that?
Point?
Right.
He should. He's got the fucking Force.
He's got the Force, so he should know the future. I don't think that's... I don't
Isn't
think,
that the whole point of it?
Dick, I don't think that's canon. That's an example of, you know, a canon that would matter. If Obi-Wan could suddenly tell the future, I'd say... Well, that's weird, not within the bounds of his character. But in the show, he meets a young Princess Leia. And you now have people saying, but wait a second.
And they put her in that gold bikini. That was weird.
No, they didn't put little kid Leia in the
bikini.
She's
6 years old,
and
she's in that gold bikini as like a throwback. I was like, whoa. And then I was like, whoa.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God. Holy Lord.
Didn't you think that was weird?
Yeah, it was weird when the six-year-old was in a bikini in the show, Dick. I don't know what fucking nightmare realm you're watching this show in. Anyway, the canon cops have said, wow, in the original Star Wars, Princess Leia in the hologram says, Obi-Wan, you helped my father in the Clone Wars. You must assist us now.
Yeah, she didn't know him.
And now They're saying, she should have said, Obi-Wan, you met me when I was a kid, and you should have helped out. That's what she should have said, so you're with the canon cops?
Yes!
It doesn't break canon! All it is that she referenced Obi-Wan, I know you're good friends with my father, come help me. She doesn't have to say, by the way, do you remember that one time that you saved me from some other guys? Like, that doesn't break the can. You can't be that strict with it. You're taking something.
You can.
No, you're taking something that was made in 1970 that the guy never knew if he was going to be able to make any sequels or prequels or anything. And the fact that we can expand on it in any way and find a way to get through the logic puzzle and involve characters is a triumph of story writing.
A triumph of storytelling.
It takes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You have to look at everything a character has ever said or done and figure out how can I tell a story within these confines.
Yeah, you can't.
That's very well. You could make the argument to not make the show, but that's not the argument these people are making. They're not saying I'm mad there's an Obi-Wan show. They love that there's more Obi-Wan. Oh my god, more Obi-Wan.
He could have helped her without her knowing. Like, he's all mysterious and
but
shit,
who cares?
And she's escaping.
No, this has been good. It's great. He helps little Leia. It's a fun,
it's
interesting.
Dumb.
I find it good. I think it's very good.
You think that show is good?
I think it's.
You think that show is good?
It's solid. It holds up. They're also mad that Vader shows up, regardless of the fact that Vader, when he saw Obi-Wan in A New Hope, he says, when I left you, I was the learner. Now I am the master.
Yeah, going, that's cool.
Well, now
they
when
just
he
hang
left
out
her,
all
they
the
already
time.
Had a they had another fight. So now that line,
that's fucking dumb,
it
dude.
It still makes
it's
sense.
It's fucking dumb.
The line still, it means when I left you as a student, I left you as a student. Yeah, we might have met up in the middle.
Imagine if Mario was just like, oh yeah, I'm actually Luigi too, I just changed my hat. And you're like, oh, okay.
But how?
I guess that's fine.
But here's the thing. How can you complain about slight canon changes in Star Wars, which these aren't even really changes. They're just, you have to go, oh, okay, that's what he's meant. In a series that famously, he goes, yeah, your father was killed by Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Your dad died to Darth Vader. And then in the very
here's
two
the story
movies
that he
later,
killed all those kids with. You wanna,
yeah, exactly.
You want to play around
that's
with
that's another
it?
Line. One of the lines is...
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Okay, but that line makes no... That line legitimately makes no sense. Obi-Wan goes, your father wanted you to have this someday.
Maybe they're just being the best pilot in the galaxy.
No, because he was a little kid.
That shit doesn't make sense.
Had a
that's
pod
not a
race.
Fucking piloting. That's not called piloting.
Then at that point, you already have to establish. Then we've already established that Star Wars does
and
not
he's
have.
He's definitely not the best.
The
he's only the best
canon.
In that fucking little part of the planet.
Right.
What do you think? They're flying those guys in from all over the galaxy? No, it's that little shithole.
So the canon has always been a little fucked. Okay.
It, because no one takes it seriously.
Why did Luke kiss his sister? Okay.
We all want to.
No. That's not the
he
reason.
He just saved the world.
Because she was right about to get trapped in a washing machine, and that was the prelude to it. Okay. Star Wars has always been a thing that is like a weird kind of evolving thing. And the fact that they found creative ways to make the canon work, I need the canon cops to calm
canon
down.
Canon violations take you out of it. So
it's not, but they're not even violations. When Obi-Wan said, well, you know, I told you your father, he killed your father. Cause in a way, you know, he kind of did kill your father.
That's just a lie though. That's like a metaphor.
Okay.
That's not. It's not a canon violation.
Okay, again, I want to give you the line where he goes, your father wanted you to have this when you were older, and gives him his father's lightsaber.
But that, yeah,
remember
that was
when Anakin
up.
Was burning to death on the shores of fucking Mustafar, and he went, make sure my kid gets my lightsaber!
Yeah, that was dumb.
Okay,
that
well...
That was dumb.
But then... We've already established, but
how about this?
Nobody complains about that, really. You can't say I like Star Wars and I love the prequels and whatever else. But now all of a sudden I care about these tiny
nitpicky
bullshit.
No one liked the prequels. What are you talking about?
I think these guys who are complaining, if you accept the prequels and you want to see, if you want to see,
I didn't know I had a choice.
If you're excited to see a reunion of Anakin and Vader,
no.
That means you accept the prequels for what they are. So why do you not accept this small little niggling like, well, he said
these
he was
these guys make
student.
So much money. You don't think they could sit there and come up with a way that's not like just that transgresses your understanding and love of a thing?
They could.
Like, it's not that much to ask that you just read it. Learn what it is and don't do anything that you know fucks that up. Or have somebody sitting, have one of them sitting in the room going like, hey, that fucks it up. I'm sorry, but that's like going to a movie and it's just like, oh, a guy walks in and then he flies over to the other thing. And you go, why is he flying? Like, oh, you know, because it's like cool.
Then Obi-Wan can't fight Darth Vader in this show. He can never see Darth Vader.
Good.
But that's what all the fans want. They all are like, oh my God, I hope he fights Vader again.
Well, why don't they do your IP thing and have like Snarf Vadler? And he's like, hey, I'm like that other guy. I'm sillier.
The fans are being.
I have pinstripes.
Listen, the racist fans, we've all established all Star Wars fans are racist, are being ridiculously
nitpicky. You push them to be racist. You push them with this shit because they don't know how to express themselves because they're retarded. So they pick on you for whatever they can see.
Turn on the first black character they see.
Everybody in Star Wars does this. What do I see? Oh, you're scruffy. Oh, you're this kind of race. Oh, Wookiees are fucked. Yeah. Oh, you're Yoda. You're smart, right? You've trained them to behave like this. Oh, you're black, huh? And then, right when they buy in, wham!
I think it's fantastic that these writers clearly paid attention to the plots of the original movies to make sure that there's no major canon issues, but there's some guys who will just never be sated and go, Obi-Wan couldn't have met Leia as a child, because then when she left a hologram message, she would have said...
She would have.
For the sake of the story, which is they've decided to tell the story of Vader saving young Leia, which I think works... I think it's a great little idea, and it's fun.
Stupid.
It's not stupid. It's fine. Give me your pitch for an Obi-Wan show. What does he do? Just jerk off in the desert for 10 years?
Nah, he just hangs out with those sand guys and buys and sells stuff. He collects... If somebody fucks him over, he goes and tracks him down and like gets the money back and stuff.
So it's just a 6-episode miniseries of Obi-Wan drinking and settling gambling debts and fucking around with Jawas.
And he had a cave. What was he doing in there for 50 years?
I don't know.
Out, I guess.
Well, now we get to find out what he's doing, but everybody's
doing
all
evaporation
upset. Because it might slightly impact a single line from one part of one movie, even though it doesn't actually contradict those lines at all.
Don't you think you would have got bored there?
Yeah, which is why he's going on an adventure to save baby Leia.
It's just dumb.
It's not dumb. You can't just keep saying it's dumb. It's fine. Is it the greatest fucking thing? No.
Nobody ever wanted her.
I am enjoying little kid Leia. I think it's a great little
character.
You
want the little girl in the story. This is my problem.
What are you insinuating?
A certain type of writer and man wants to see like this man little girl relationship in these stories, and they just eat it up, and they write it like, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be like her dad. He's like a guy. He's got a little girl. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking see a little girl and a guy.
It's fun. What about, do you like Mandalorian?
Oh fuck no.
About a guy
that is
with
retarded.
So you just don't like guys hanging out with kids.
No. I want to see guys
doing cool guy
stuff. Doing cocaine, space cocaine, or whatever.
Okay.
Banging whores. Fun stuff.
At what point, though? But then once Luke turns like 16, then he gets to go on the adventure? Because now he's what? Almost a man?
What do you mean adventure?
I'm saying, like, what about the original Star Wars appeals to you? Watching a little teenage kid be like, oh, gee, golly gosh.
Han Solo, pretty much. Darth Vader's cool.
Okay.
Hitting that guy, he's like, oh, fuck you. And he's like, oh, yeah, fuck you, wham!
So no more kids in Star Wars.
No! No kids in anything! They're horrible! Some producer's kid?
You can make the argument no kids in Star Wars. But I would still say that whatever criticism, and your criticisms are fair.
Why is that guy calling the black woman sister? Don't you think that's a little weird?
Because they're just this. They're the sisters of the Order. There's white
sisters
as well. There's white Inquisitor sisters as well. No, it's not odd.
Do you think that he was like ever like, hey, is it weird that I'm calling you like sister?
No, because Star Wars doesn't.
When they're acting, like just joking,
Oh, when they're acting.
When they're acting, okay. And she's like, yeah, it's a little weird. Like, you know.
Why'd you give her that voice?
I don't, I'm just.
Yeah, it's a little
weird. It's a little weird. He's like, look at what these people send to me.
Look at all the crazy ass Star Wars people send to me. My problem, Dick, are the canon cops. They've gone too far. There are legitimate criticisms.
The Quran, you think that's cool, and the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, Jesus came to America? Yeah, that's cool. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's retarded.
The Bible
those are fucking canon cops to you.
The
is
Bible
that the case?
Has incredible canon inconsistencies constantly.
Name one.
They add... name one. Depending on, like, which book you're reading, there's, like, either, what, 11, 12 apostles and then 13.
I think the Torah's
they can't decide if Judah or Jude are the same or Judas are the same apostle or not.
They kick Thomas out.
Was Thomas, one of them?
Yeah, because he shit on women. There's the whole Gospel of Thomas
there's one
is
book
shitting on women.
Yeah, I know there's a couple books that they like had to have a conference, the popes, and they're like, is this a good one? Yeah, let's just fucking take it out.
It's a little spicy.
Isn't it the word of God? Didn't he leave any clues as to which ones are good or bad? So yeah, if you're not worried about Bible canon, why are you worried about what Obi-Wan
said
in his hologram
message?
So you
have no problem with
message?
Raping any canon, like any Mega Man stuff that's fucked or Mario?
If it actually interferes with the canon in a way, it can't be like a guy said a thing in a hologram and he would have probably said something a little bit different based on this circumstance. It's not like she said, you know... nothing contradicts anything. Again, it's the same as when I met your father, he was a great pilot. He wanted you to have this lightsaber. And then Darth Vader killed him.
All of which
is incorrect and wrong.
Yeah.
So it's already a part of Star Wars. And even those canon quips, I have no problem. I think those are bigger than the ones people are making a thing out of now.
All right, well, that show sucks. Sorry that you can't understand why.
It's fine.
People love.
It's a solid... 6 out of 10? I don't know.
Okay. Is it my turn?
It's better than that Boba Fett show, I'll tell you that.
I didn't see that. I wish Star Wars would just die and go away.
It won't.
Ever.
That Obi-Wan show is the most viewed show on Disney Plus ever. Everybody's signing up just for more Darth Vader.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the future.
Why don't they just make a Darth Vader show?
They're talking about doing a Darth Vader spinoff, yes.
But there will be no rape or...
No, there's not going to be rape. Why would Darth Vader rape?
They're killing kids. What, I don't think rape is worse?
I think his penis probably burned off on Mustafar.
So he has a computer penis.
No.
Or whatever they put on. You think his penis burnt off?
I do.
Oh.
He's got all sorts
they're
of health
helping
problems.
With that. He's going to be looking down like,
no. Because otherwise, he might have made more Jedi kids or something. Don't you think if Darth Vader had functioning sperm, he would like try to make Jedi kids?
Nah, I think he's too busy doing work stuff. He didn't have time to raise kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's my problem. Suction cups.
Mm.
Man.
They never work.
They never work.
I have to agree with you on this problem 100%.
They seem like
they should be so simple and always work, and they never do.
Why do you even try? Why do shower suction cups exist, but every shower manufacturer goes out of their way to put grooves on everything?
Yeah,
like there's not
so they
a
don't stick.
Put the suction cup shit here, blop blop, and it works fine forever. It's just grooved, so you put it up, and it pops off, and then you have this wiggling rack of shampoo and a loofah for the next 5 years until you move out and you bunch it all together and throw it in the trash with your ex-girlfriend's shit.
It is bizarre to me how much they don't work. I've always wondered, like, is there just something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Because they sell... I got one like a car mount, and it's not only is it a suction cup...
It's got a crank on
it. But it's got a crank to, like, ensure... The amount of suction, I'm like, well, there's no way this one's going to fail.
This is a mechanical suction
cup. And it falls
cup.
Off like 10 seconds later.
Or it stays on there forever, and you've got a baked-in ring on your...
That's the thing. It either works forever...
And then you don't remove it. It's like, well, shit. I guess I molecularly found the only flat space on Earth is right here. So I have to leave it forever, or else I can never stream from my car again.
I recently bought some shades for the car because I was going to sleep in the car. And,
what?
Yeah, I went to Vegas and I put I have a Honda.
You slept in your car?
Yeah, yeah. Because my buddy had a hotel room and I was like, well, instead of paying for a hotel, I'll just sleep in the parking lot and use your shower.
Okay.
So I put up these sunshades to save money? Suction cup. Yeah, to save money.
Or to stick it to the man or something?
Well, isn't anytime you save money sticking it to the man, Dick?
I think you have to steal money to stick it to the man.
A hotel room in Vegas right now is like $80 a night at like minimum. It's crazy. You can't what happened to the cheap Vegas hotels?
Oh.
They don't do it anymore.
COVID. What's cheap? Like
$20, $30.
No, that's your resort fee is going to be more than that.
Exactly. That's the other like honestly a moderate Vegas hotel room was like $200 a night.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to like
you're gonna sleep in your car and then like walk into the casino and walk over to the elevators and go up to the room and then walk over.
That's $80 more in gambling money. Are you kidding me?
That's committed.
Listen, Dick, not all of us have wildly successful Patreons that have been operating. I have $80, but then it's like multiple days. If I can save a day, all I'm doing is sleeping. Why do I need a whole room for it?
Okay.
Literally, the only thing I want is a shower. If I could find like a truck stop with truck stop showers, I would just park my car there.
Why don't they have a casino that's just like a tower of bunk beds that goes up to the moon?
Yeah,
people like you could sleep one on top of the other.
I get an Airbnb like a now, ship. And then I sleep in some random guy's house, and that's pretty affordable. But I like sleeping in the car. It was honestly very comfortable. I get an air mattress back there.
Oh, do you?
Because you've seen
security guys ever bother you? Like, hey, buddy, what's going
on? This time they haven't because I managed to finally get the sunshades up. I was hiding from them so they couldn't see back
there. So that's
what
happened with the suction cups.
Yeah, with the suction cups. I was they kept falling down and I'm like, I'm going to be exposed in my little happy place.
You sleep with your clothes on in the car?
No, I take them. I'm just naked in the back of my car hoping that nobody comes and peeks in because it would be very awkward and
they're
weird.
The gay ones if they do.
Yeah, the Honda Element, it's got plenty of room back there, though. You can get a full twin-size air mattress in there if you push the seats
and then you
up.
Put your clothes back on and go to the shower.
Yeah, it's a little hard to get out of the car, but then I call my buddy, and I'm like, hey, can I come in and use your shower?
He just won't let you sleep on a cot or something?
He was with his girlfriend. They were getting married.
Oh, okay.
So I went into their marital bed and
into their marital
room, their marital suite. They didn't have a honeymoon suite. My buddy does not have money. He got married by Elvis, which was fun.
They didn't have like a honeymoon Suburban or something?
No,
honeymoon Sky
they saw like the La Quinta Inn. They weren't even staying at one of the casinos. Vegas on a budget. Regardless, I was so worried because I could barely get those stupid suction cups to work. It took an hour, I feel, of constantly attaching, reattaching the little sunshades.
Never fucking work, even on glass.
Yeah, and
sometimes
you'll
get them
and
it's
down,
like a
just
fucking taco.
Down.
Like, God, come on.
And they're sitting
How the
back
fuck
there.
Is this?
They didn't stay up, so I'm going to have to try and put them back up if I ever want to go back out again. Stay in another parking lot.
Just tape it.
I think I would. Yeah,
duct tape.
Get
it.
Like some putty or something. I don't know.
Yeah, some gum.
Yeah. And then I see, you ever see the male strokers, the masturbation strokers? Have you seen these?
I don't know.
It's an automatic
jerk-off machine?
You have a jerk-off machine, but
yeah,
yours
the
is
auto
like,
blow.
Yeah, yours is like you got to hold
Mine's
on to it.
It's not called a male stroker.
Well, they're called stroker is the technical term.
Okay, well,
if you
look
a male
right
stroker,
now.
But then I've seen these, because at one point I was like, I kind of want to try one of these things.
In Vegas?
No, not in Vegas, just in general. I was like, well, can I get like a hands-free experience? And they're like, yeah, it attaches via a suction cup to under your desk.
Rip your dick off.
And I said, there's
Wait,
no...
under your desk?
Yeah, and I'm like, no fucking way! That's not going to work!
Wait, where is it?
Look for just, male masturbator. Any of these things.
The number one stroker in the world?
The number one stroker in the world. The handy. The future of interactive masturbation.
That's what I have.
Well, it's like a fleshlight, but they make one. They make these, but they have like an angled arm at the end, so you can attach it to stuff, or like in the shower, you can like stick it up against the wall, and then fuck the shower wall.
That sounds like a slip and fall.
Well, I bought the cheapest one I could find for like $50, and for some reason it had blinking, flashing rainbow LED lights that you cannot turn off. And I was like, why would you want blinking rainbow LED lights while you're jerking off? So I had to rip those out.
Okay, 100% male sucking masturbator.
But then I got like, the cheapest Chinese one. And it only had like three speeds and it was like blindingly fast.
Does it look like this?
Yeah.
These look like warp warp things.
Yeah, and it basically was too fast and was going to rip my dick off, so I just broke the thing and I threw it out. It was not worth the $50. Well, I still want to get like a good one, though.
A woman. Or man.
Well, I could, yeah, that's... But I'm saying when I'm looking at porn, I'm like, I wish I could have both hands.
You wish you could have, you could be like that Japanese guy with the goggles on and that fucking thing.
From
whacking his wiener.
That one show are you talking about?
The gif of him just going like,
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want.
Do you have pictures of this thing that you bought?
I can find the Amazon.
Nothing's gonna suction cup onto the bottom of a desk.
Look up, if you look at male masturbator suction cup, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's just, it's got a little attachment arm.
Masturbator.
Suction cup. And I was like, how, there's no way that's strong enough if you try to, go to just images.
Suction cup penis?
No, just go to the image tab and you'll probably see them.
Okay.
Yeah, look, see that one in the top left? See how that's got
a... Oh, you're right!
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, I don't think I could show this on YouTube, probably, because it's got, like, a fake vagina.
Does it? Wait, go back. There's a blue one on that same page. You see that one?
No, this one?
I was going to
say. This one?
That one's more the one that I, yeah, but you
always
definitely can't
ready,
show
pulsy?
That.
Always ready, pulsy? Yeah, it's got a vagina.
But that's also got that crank suction cup. Like, oh, you're really going to attach it.
Are you fucking kidding me? They're selling this as a working sex toy? It doesn't even have a crank on it? That's, where are you
that
supposed to suction cup
that?
Not
going to work.
Where are you supposed to put it?
They say under the desk, but I'm like, it's not going to... What do you have to have,
what?
Like a
what
glass
kind of desk?
I think you have to have a glass desk or something.
What kind of shades of gray?
It needs like screw mounting.
This is like, you have to go to like your parents' dining room. They have, like, my parents have an 80s, because everything they have is from the 80s.
Right.
Like a dining room table that's all glass.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Stick that there.
And you don't want it. I mean, they say for the shower, but they're like, oh no, your desk. You can tell. I'm like, no suction cup's gonna work.
How
under there.
Are you gonna?
And
put
it's gonna
this
snap
the shower
off the second you. Yeah, well, that's the thing. The second you put your dick in it, it's gonna, you're moving it like 1 inch and
how can you
a
stay hard while
inch?
You're fastening a suction cup onto the wall of a shower?
Well, hopefully you would apply it beforehand. I don't know.
Before what? You get hard?
Yeah.
You put your soft dick. In this,
no.
Then suction cup it.
You attach it to the wall, then you get your dick hard, then you put it in the thing.
Wow. It's very complicated.
Again, mine showed up. It blinked like a fucking laser rave. Like my penis was trapped in a.
Oh, this is a butthole version.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I.
You've got little kind of notches where
broken
the butt-
it through. I think it must be reversible, is the other side. So you take out the insert. And turn it around and get a veg.
Okay. All right. So, always ready, masturbator, and ready is spelled R-E-D-I.
Yeah, see, reversible pussy and ass, 2-in-1. It's a 2-in-1.
And you got this.
Not this model. Again.
Did you throw it away?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Because it was disgusting. Every part of it, I was just like... It was just terrible.
You're
going to
fuck the tile off of your shower. Like, if that's the other thing, if you put the suction cup on, you pull it. There's no release valve. You just yank off the tile.
I just heard all these people talking about, like, the fleshlight. Like, it's God's gift to creation. I was like, well, I guess I want to try something like that.
But I need a suction cup.
If they have one that's automatic and does it and goes up and down in a jerk-off motion, sure, that sounds fun. You fucking have one. You have one. You have the big fucking thing.
Yeah, someone sent that to me, though.
Okay, well, if someone wants to send me one, I'm not going to think you could have said no. All right.
Well,
I said I want to try the fleshlight experience once, and then it was terrible. And mine did not come with the suction cup attachment because I don't think it would have worked.
Yeah, because none of them do.
There's no
which
way.
Which is the point.
Yeah.
Suction cups. Just get rid of them.
Absolutely.
Don't even try. Go use magnets.
I think this would magnets would be a better way to attach this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Put magnets in everything.
How about just glue, screws, nails?
Up your shower for your masturbating machine.
Yeah, but I mean, it should be a permanent addition to your household. Should it not be?
Yeah.
Why not? Every shower, you know what? How about every shower just comes with like a jerk off machine, and we just like accept it? Wouldn't that be better?
Yeah.
Just going to somebody, you're like, oh yeah, I got that model.
Yeah.
Says the toilet is for the other types of elimination: shitting, pissing.
Yeah.
We have a machine to take care of that. Where
the TV
why
goes
not,
up high enough to drown out the woman?
Right.
So why not?
Why not normalize jerking off, which actually leads me, interestingly, into my problem, Dick.
Okay.
Which I have called criminalizing heterosexuality. I have a news article. Director Cary Fukunaga, have you heard of this gentleman?
No.
The director of the James Bond film No Time to Die.
Okay.
Actually, the first American to direct a James Bond film. Isn't that interesting?
Is that the newest one?
I believe so. I believe it was the most recent
one. Because that
one
was the worst.
Well, there's your problem. Also directed season one of True Detective, which I think was a great season of television.
That was a good one.
Regardless, is clearly about to be canceled because, as we've discovered, Cary Fukunaga is not only a heterosexual, but he attempts to act upon it, which we need to shut the fuck down. Anonymous sources from the production of the upcoming Apple TV miniseries Masters of the Air says the director has engaged in absolute clear-cut abuse of power when interacting with young female actors and crew
that
members.
Motherfucker.
Shut him down!
Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
One unidentified woman who reportedly dated him after they met on set said a heavy weight was lifted after they parted ways.
Oh.
She says, when I thought about him, I just wanted to vomit.
Is he a big guy?
No, he's like a nice looking dude.
I thought you meant like a heavy weight was lifted off of her getting plowed.
These accusations have also come from now a 23-year-old actress who says she was 18 when she was in a Samsung commercial the director directed, and they engaged in a brief and consensual romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that he had consensual sex with an attractive 18-year-old woman? We should put a bullet in his fucking head.
That's what
that
it
should
is.
Be
it's
against
jealousy.
The law.
It
is,
it is jealousy.
Jealousy. It's insanity.
On both, on women are jealous that these girls are young and having fun, and guys are jealous that this guy's fucking them.
I don't understand what it is. Like, how do you get? Okay. You get in a relationship with a guy, maybe the guy's a little famous or something, I don't know. And the second you exit the relationship, it has to be, well, clearly I must have been abused. It's like, no.
They're bragging.
I think you just yeah, they're bragging. They're bragging. They had sex with the
but
guy.
They can't say, hey, I fucked that guy. They're like, that guy raped me.
They're not even saying that, though. They're saying, you know,
maybe
he was kind of like, you know,
rapey.
There was a power imbalance is what they say.
That's rape.
There's a power
that's
imbalance.
Code. That's white women
it's
code
not,
for
well,
rape.
They consider it rape now, yeah. That if you have power over a woman,
they
you
want it
dare.
To be. They want it to be that.
They
that titillates them more.
Well, we were talking
about. While they're getting
about
drinking their Starbucks. Ooh.
This land
it's
of.
Almost like rape. They start shooting steam out their ears. They go,
in the land of victimhood culture, the raped woman is king. And when you keep redefining rape to we had sex once consensually.
Yeah.
And then he realized I was fucking nuts and he ran the other way. Why do we as a society
tolerate women?
Yes.
I don't know. Why do we?
Why don't we?
I don't. I've been not tolerating them for decades. But everyone pulls punches except me.
It's just the idea that any man who has any amount of success now has inordinate power over women.
He's just like a big target.
Yeah.
Like, no shit, he has power because he's rich and famous and you're all whores. Well, you're all gold-digging whores.
It's the same thing that happened.
No fucking shit and you brag about it. You all brag about it since when you're kids.
It's the same thing with Johnny Depp and you go, well, she was a capable actress herself. She can take care of herself.
Not
Why
really.
Is she the victim? Whatever, but regardless, she has power too. And they claim, no, Johnny was in control and he had all the power and he abused her. And you're like, is it not possible that she's just fucking nuts and he wanted out? Like, this is nuts.
The whole justice system coddles women.
Yes.
We're all afraid of them. They all band together. If women all banded together and killed themselves, then we would have no one to fuck. And they know, we know that. Those are like, I'm going to cut more. I'm gonna start doing dumb stuff. Shit.
I just really hope that we in society can go, what happened in your relationship is none of our business. I don't, unless you have a story that he like beat you around the head and you
don't
know
care.
Forced a chainsaw up your snooch.
Don't care.
I would maybe
you must have heard the
why didn't you run
why
away?
Why didn't you run?
Yeah. I think we really need to reserve this criminalization of sexual behavior. Okay, yes, there are real monsters out there, but when you hear like, oh, and he was and kind everybody of abusive and blah, blah, blah. Like, can't we just tell these women, I don't care. We're yes! not going to publish your stupid story. There's nothing here to talk. Oh, my God. A man who has spent his life excelling in his craft specifically to become attractive. That's why we do anything in life. It's why we keep striving upwards in the hopes that a woman might notice and fuck us. And you're mm-hmm. now telling us, no, that's against the rules. You have to constantly climb upwards and there's no reward.
For no reason.
For no reason. You get nothing. You lose, sir. Good day, sir. And you're like, no, you told me that if I did that, I got to have sex with women. And they're like, no.
That's a power, that's a power dynamic.
Fuck you. That's a power dynamic. You go to fucking cancellation jail and we take your entire career away. Everything you suffered and strived for was a fucking lie.
It was a lie. 40 years ago when you started. Yeah,
40 years ago when we told you, just keep at it and you'll get all the pussy and adoration you want. We lied. You're kicked out of Hollywood. You're kicked out of your job. Go die in a gutter because you are an abusive individual. Dick, we got to stop criminalizing heterosexuality. That's my problem.
Shaming it or criminalizing it?
Well, it's criminalized in the eyes of the public.
Of women.
The way they want to treat it.
Yeah.
So,
I was talking about this baseball player at my house with my family.
Mm.
And he was having all kinds of rough sex with this crazy broad. And then she said that he raped her or something like that. And it's just, he was suspended from MLB, from the MLB. He was a new pitcher, hugely famous guy for the Dodgers. And my mom goes, well, you shouldn't fuck, you know, crazy. You shouldn't stick your dick in crazy. She didn't say it that way.
Yeah.
She's like, you shouldn't stick your dick in crazy. I said, what do you look for in a woman to know she's not crazy? And mom goes, well, you just have to know.
That's, to me, that's crazy. What you just said, yeah. It's crazy.
Right.
You know that, right? You're fucking with me now, right? With that shit, you're just, nobody around here, you're not helping anyone, you're just antagonizing me. Do you see how it works?
It's honestly terrifying when I look at like young men who are going like, you know, I'd like to be a creator, I want to make things, I want to have a career and whatever else.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you kind of got to, then they go like, should I have sex with women? You're like,
yes.
You're taking a big risk by doing it, but I don't know what to tell you.
I've heard multiple people say,
you
like,
date one wrong woman and you're fucked.
Don't fuck your fans. Like, well, then what are you?
Who are you supposed to fuck?
What are you doing then?
Yeah, why not?
What, are you gonna fuck someone that hates you? Oh, hi. Do you know? You like my stuff?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Wow. I really admire the work you do, and I'm really impressed by your talents. Get the fuck away from me. There is a power imbalance here that can never be rectified. Get out of here. I can only date women who have no idea who I am and hate everything I make.
I forget who I heard recently who said that. Well, you know, don't fuck your fans. I'm like, did you just hear that and you're repeating it to me? Like, what do you mean don't? Who do you fuck then? Random people?
Do you think people become rock stars and they go, well, everybody, all you beautiful women in the audience, thank you for being my fans.
Not even rock stars.
And now I'm going to go meet girls at the local book club who have never heard of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to change myself again.
Yeah.
I'm still not enough to deserve sex from you stupid gashes. I have to achieve this and then lower myself again.
Yeah.
To your level.
And then they go to the book club and they become a major member and they become president of the book club and they go, fuck, now I can't fuck these chicks either. God, you can't win. Basically, they're telling you as a man is to have as little power as possible. And then somehow find women who want to fuck the loneliest.
You just have to lie.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of lying that you have to do is...
We live in a society, Dick. That's my problem.
Amber Heard.
It's a whole thing.
Well, it's we'll talk about that. You're coming in on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Sunday.
We'll talk about that. Ho!
Ho! Will we have a discussion?
All right, what are our problems?
Our problems week are suction cups. Criminalizing heterosexuality.
Okay. Canon cops and hate hoaxes.
Hate hoaxes.
Basically, yours is a subset of mine.
Oh, my you think that.
Yeah, because that's a transgression against women.
That's not hate. Hate is a whole different thing.
No. That's a hate against women.
You can't say my problem is a subsection of your problem. If anything, your problem is a subset of my problem.
No. Because that only happens with white women, what you're describing.
Yeah, which means it's a much bigger problem than anything in any other community, because white women are a cancer from which our society will never be repaired.
Okay, here's some voicemails.
I listened to the newest episode, and Vito was talking about how he always has like a lot of these great or amazing ideas.
Yes.
And I think that would be a cool segment for like maybe the Dick Show, or I don't know, part of this show maybe, kind of maybe like an offshoot episode where people like pitch. Not just Vito, but even the fans pitch ideas that they think are brilliant or whatever, and you guys can either agree with them or you know, disagree with them as you would. All right, bye. Thanks
brilliant
for the show.
Ideas, the television show. I think it's got legs.
You should do that.
We should do like
bring in your problems.
We should do imaginary Shark Tank, where it's like Shark Tank, but you have no proof of concept whatsoever.
Just like bits, like funny bits.
And you're just like a gun that cures cancer, and you go, okay, well, like, how would you build it? And you're like, I don't know, that's on you guys.
okay.
Hey, F-slurs.
Oh.
Ooh.
They're called gloves, and you have them in the kitchen, and you use them when you're cutting spicy peppers or you're handling raw meat or whatever else you don't want your actual skin to touch.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it. Here's your pro tip.
Because you said that you do not like to touch meat.
Gloves.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to put like latex gloves on, like a serial killer, when you're moving meat around?
I hate putting
on.
You know what I hate?
Then you have that film. Then you have that shitty powder all over your hands, you idiot.
I hate putting on those gloves more than I hate touching. I like touching meat, but
I don't like either one. But at least the meat is like greasy and organic.
Yeah.
The gloves.
I would say I love touching meat, but I don't mind.
And they're going to be all smell like gloves.
And getting those gloves on is always just a pain in the ass. And then you go, oh, I can't get one finger. I hate it.
Remember in like Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise is climbing that building with those suction cup things?
Yeah. He should have just died immediately.
Fucking, this is this is such bullshit.
No suction cup works.
You think that's a Canon cop, so vote your problem
down. That's not a Canon cop, because I guess the canon of their universe is that suction cups work.
So when he got those devices, he was like, awesome. These suction cups will be so useful.
He should have fucking...
Should have been like, suction cups?
In true canon, he should have said, no way I'm using this.
I don't think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think so, Tim.
Okay.
Then he would say, I don't think so, Tim. Remember Home Improvement?
I do remember.
Go,
Tool Time.
okay.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Joel Pell, DP. The biggest problem in the universe is going on vacation with a woman. Just got back from Puerto Vallarta. It was amazing.
Hmm.
My wife at the resort got this package where she prepays money. And you get an extra 15% to spend at the resort. Well, the entire time, she's second-guessing herself. Like, I don't think I prepaid enough, but I don't want to pay any more money. So she's going over every single expense that I
make. Such a pain in
the ass. Which is all alcohol. You're drinking too much. You know how much those drinks cost? Oh, we're going to run out of money. I don't like this at all. You need to stop drinking.
God.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I slow it down a little, because I'm a good, I'm a nice guy.
Up.
Nice fucking guy. Second to last day.
This is his wife?
It's nighttime. We just finished dinner. She gets the print out of all the stuff. She's looking at how much money we have to spend. And it's prepay, so it's use it or lose it. And she goes, we have so much money to fucking spend, Dustin. And she looks at me seriously and says, I wish you would have drank a little more.
Oh, my God.
That's your fault for listening. That's your fucking fault for listening.
I go on vacation. I'll take her. But I'm fucking leaving her there. And then I'm going to start the real vacation where I want to go by my fucking self.
That is an interesting little mind game they put with you. It's having you prepay money knowing you'll save money, but you got to use everything you got. That's a...
Well, all the prices are fabricated.
But you can't add to your prepaid account once you get there, so
yes,
you just got to guesstimate.
Can.
Well, if you can add to it, then who cares?
Women.
Yeah.
It's like a retarded system. I think
if you're
system.
On vacation, you just got to go, you know what? I'm just going to spend whatever. If we got to spend extra money, I'll think about it later. You got one life to lead. Spend a little extra alcohol if you have to. Who cares?
Was that a real sentence that you just spend a little extra alcohol if you need?
Spend a little extra on alcohol.
But what about one life to lead?
Hey, you got one life to lead.
Oh, that's a saying?
Spend
a little extra alcohol
a little extra on alcohol if you need it. You've never heard the phrase, you've one got life one to life. Live.
Not one life to lead.
One life to lead.
No.
I think that works.
Okay, let's see. One life to lead. Jesus Christ.
One life to lead.
That's a pun.
Business success.
Business success. That means they're punning the phrase one life to live.
Here's a band named One Life to Lead.
That's a phrase?
It's got look at the number of results.
So the only way this phrase pops up is some failure of a band on Rabdo Records in a business book.
No,
One Life to Lead.
Like you're leading your...
Please.
I don't know.
Don't Bernstein embarrass me.
I think that is a saying.
All right, one more, and then we'll read super chats.
Being put on hold is the biggest problem in the fucking
universe.
Hold?
On hold.
You call
hold?
A company hold. And they put you on hold for 10 minutes just to talk to someone. Talk
hold.
To them and say, "Okay,
hold.
I'll look
don't
into
put
that.
Me on hold.
Let me put you on hold." Well, how long is that gonna take, my man? Like. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 20, who the hell knows?
Yeah.
I want to do something, but I can't because if I miss you calling me back, I have to call the company back, which, again, they're going to put you on hold.
So, got it.
Not fun.
The call me back thing is one of the best inventions
Yeah, the one
ever.
Where we can call you back when it's your time. That's
yeah.
the greatest.
And that they ask you if you want to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you...
Who's the psychopath who says, no, I just want to sit
no,
here.
I want to know that I'm sitting here.
Well, I guarantee there's a guy who thinks that like the system's trying to get him. He's like, no, if I get off the phone, they're not going to, you know, whatever. So if I stay on, they'll get to me quicker.
Well, then they
or
even say... If we call you back, you won't lose your place in line.
Yeah.
Because you know...
No,
you
they're,
hear
playing,
that, like,
they're playing a trick. They're trying to trick me. No, that is the greatest thing. Yeah, sitting on hold and not knowing. Because sometimes you sit on hold long enough and you go, I'm pretty sure that I just got disconnected from the guy and they have no idea I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
you have no way to know. Nobody checks in on you. Well, guys, what a great show. We're going to take a look at your super chats. But don't forget to vote on the problems right away.
Vote over for real.
At biggestproblem.show. Yes, no fake votes
no
this time.
No fake votes this time.
And we will be recording our new bonus episode, the Biggest Problem Pride Edition.
With gay people.
No, not Biggest Problem with Gay People. That is not the title of the episode. And if you search for that, you will not find it.
You don't have to search for it. You know where it is.
It's a special Pride Month look
yeah.
at problems, and we're very excited to talk about it and to yeah. support our LGBTQIAA 2+
mm-hmm.
community.
Yeah. You want to read these super chats?
Let's read the super chats. Spider Eternal for 2 says, people that ask you explain inside jokes, painful. Yeah, that can be a problem. Justin Coley for GBP179 says, Tim Chang's pew, 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 pew.
Yeah,
Faddix the Great for 5. Fraudulent voting voted up or not doesn't really matter, I guess. Well, if we can't fix this problem, that will be true. Rex Sexton for 5 says, I came in the toilet at my parents' house this week.
Oh.
Much easier and cleaner than squeegeeing it into my pubes, making them look like Don King.
Gross.
Stage 0 for 2. Be fair and tell us the new veto Twitter.
I suck.
Ah, that's so good. He used the... Because I saw Be Fair, but he realized I was going to read the amount of the super chat.
Oh, wow.
And nailed it.
Oh, wow.
And
actually,
it.
I think you fucked up YouTube E-Fairies last week.
Yeah.
You didn't get one for that.
Okay. I suck, Cox.
YouTube E-Fairies.
Is close. Yeah.
It's it. All YouTube right. E-Fairies.
Wait, that was last week was YouTube E-Fairies?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-oh.
Whatever. Just
I
give
suck,
it to Cox. If I repeat it, it doesn't count
yeah,
as
of course
a...
it does.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, that was a good one.
Wow.
And the new Vito Twitter. I don't know what you're talking about, but there is an Italian Pepsi man out there who's been causing some trouble. Chubby Pencil for 10. Hey, guys, last week I found an old Tim Rogers stream that featured a long-haired Vito. Just want to say, great idea switching the hats full-time. Yes, if you find my old game streams with Tim Rogers, who I was telling you about,
you did.
I'd love to get on the show. Yeah, I had a terrible... There's a reason I started wearing hats. Let's put it that way.
Because of balding?
Well, yeah, because of balding. And then I just didn't know what to do with my... There was a point in time where I was like, I have no idea. I'm just ugly.
Oh.
And then I eventually was like, oh, wait, you can just wear hats. And it caused a lot. It saved me, honestly. But I had no idea what to do with myself. Martin O'Keefe for 2. Dictation soon. Waterworld, maybe. Love the show.
Waterworld. That's a long one.
I just went to Universal, and I love that Waterworld show.
Really?
The live Waterworld stunt show?
And they're like, oh.
Dry land! Oh, here comes the Mariner! It's the Mariner!
And I'm like, those shows are so, like,
awesome.
Gay, though.
Fucking sick. They fucking spray bullets and explode shit, and they jump a fucking... The plane, the seaplane jumps over the wall.
You can always see where it's going. Oh, like, oh, look, right there. It's going to go.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Peter R. for 20 says the biggest problem is being a network engineer and having to ping an IPv6 address. Way too long to type. There are 340 trillion, trillion, trillion IPv6 addresses, almost like the IETF nerds are compensating for
something.
I was
saying, every sperm gets a... IP address.
They're that long, the addresses.
Yeah,
well,
because they're
planning ahead. They don't want them to run out. Eddie Cowdery for 5. I thought stuffing the ballot was a feature of the voting system. Also, my daughter thinks Vito looks like a Discord moderator.
How old is she?
Old enough to know that Discord moderators should not be trusted.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right? She knows. Works. Good. Yeah. Smart kid. Fire Chicken 217 for 10. Biggest problem is needing a second job to live in the same one-bedroom apartment. Yeah, I hear that.
Wow, that sucks.
Rex Sexton for 2. I split my Fleshlight in half within 3 uses. I've never known. I mean, I guess you don't talk about it, but obviously someone's buying these things. Isn't it the number one sex toy, the Fleshlight, for some reason?
Yeah, because it's like a jack-off
thing. I never understood it, you know?
Well, it's better than
using
your hand.
You can just get a Fleshlight at the store and have sex with that. Just buy a flat. Just take the batteries out, right?
Well, you can,
and
maybe.
Then just fuck the Fleshlight. Fatix the Great for 5. Dick, the rhyme has always been based on last week's problems. Do we now just have to guess what your problems will be and make a rhyme for them? No, he's saying that.
No, you idiot! You comment now. You comment now on this show for next week.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
You should take the problems from this show and make a rhyme.
Pretend
out
that
of
we're
them.
Doing another show next week and we need a rhyme to say at the beginning.
Right.
Do rhyme what you know. How about that?
I think he gets it now. Michael, okay.
It has electrolytes.
It has electrolytes.
Do you even know what that means?
Michael Bruce Ellis for 10. Better Call Saul has excellent continuity. They craft the story deliberately, not to contradict lines. And Breaking Bad, totally reasonable to expect. You should try to be fair to these critics. Okay, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul are not...
I suck.
What did I do? Go back. Go back. What was it?
Say it again.
Better Call Saul has excellent continuity. They craft the story directly, not to contradict lines. And Breaking Bad, it's totally reasonable to expect.
Uh-huh.
You should try. Oh, motherfucker. Wow, that one was just right out in the open. See, that's a good tactic.
You got
is
all
if you
upset.
Get me fired up about
upset.
A topic and you know that I'm gonna argue with it, then I'll just read through it. Anyway, I don't know if he was being serious. You got me. You got,
you got
me.
Nailed
I
twice.
I was just trying to get. Yeah, I got nailed. Did you refresh? Is there any other people
no,
trying to nail me?
No.
Well, guys, what a great show. Once again, biggest problem that show. Check out the bonus problem coming to you soon at patreon.com/bigproblem. Oh, and real quick, could you pop up a graphic on the screen for me, Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to thank some people who have come along, our dickheads and our Vetophile pluses. The count currently stands at 18 dickhead pluses and 16 Veto files. Dick is winning by
what,
two.
Do you have a lady in yours?
Oh, yeah, Nicole Bates. She's great.
What the fuck?
She's a spicy redhead, too.
What the
Whoa.
What the hell?
I'll show you a picture of her later. You're going to be jealous that she's not on your side.
I only have pig feeler.
Yeah, he's not a good-looking guy, I tell you what. I've seen that guy. Not so good. We will only be updating this graphic, by the way, at the beginning of every month. So if you join in late, you're going to have to wait for next month for it to be updated. Also, make sure to check at the beginning of the month Patreon bills.
Make sure to fix your credit cards.
Yeah.
Your credit cards get declined, and then we don't get any money. What the fuck?
We lost like...
Be on top of it.
Like 100 patrons because you guys, all your credit cards are getting declined.
Broke. Yeah. Is your credit card? Because your banks are fucked.
So please check and make sure if you want to support the show, check your payment processing and everything else.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Oh, and I have one personal plug, Dick. I'm trying to get the mailing list for my comic book up. So please head on over to superkiller.org and give me... I couldn't get a .com!
Why not like an I.O.?
No, I don't know. Or should I get an I.O.?
Or .fun.
Don't those cost more?
No, they're less because no one wants them.
.orgs are only 10 bucks, though.
But regardless. It's like a .org. You think you're like a... It sounds like
I know. Well, whatever. I already picked it. I can't go back on it now. Okay, I'm not going to suddenly change it.
Well, you can redirect.
No, I'm not going to redirect.
How about superkiller.website?
No, that's stupid. You can get like superkiller.club or something.
Okay. What about .comic? There's not a .comic?
There's no .comic because I looked. I would have got that. I don't think there's a. If there is, I'll get it. There's .book. I think.
There you go.
I don't know if there is .book. Actually, I might have made that up. And if there is a dot book, I think it's one of the ones that's like $100 a year because they, for some reason, think they're premium.
You don't think that your book's going to make
more? Why spend the money? Nobody even cares about URLs anymore. It's not a thing. No one's going to remember it more if it's dot book.
Superkiller.comic. Let's see.
I don't think there's a dot comic. There's dot art.
Dot XYZ. Dot lol.
I don't want dot lol.
Dot art.
Dot cloud. Dot blog. Yeah, these are all stupid. Everybody remembers a dot org. I could get dot gay for only $2.55 a year.
What about dot us?
I'm going to get super.
Dot ink. There you go.
Dot ink.
Dot ink.
Oh, whatever. It's all stupid.
Go dot to quest.
Regardless, my Kickstarter, it's a ways down the line, but I'm getting my mailing list together.
Dot buzz.
Please go to superkiller.org and join the mailing list, and then you'll be able to get it before anybody else.
Okay.
And I appreciate you all, and I love you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Dot gay.